1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. And the story here on Linda Chavez is, if you don't know who she is, she's the Labor Secretary Designate, that she might have hired a maid or a some kind of domestic helper and didn't pay the Social Security tax, etc. In other words, hired an illegal immigrant. Labor Secretary Designate Linda Chavez provided housing and financial aid to an illegal immigrant. It was acknowledged by President Bush. We wanted to bring on, President-elect George Bush. We wanted to bring on Bobby Dooley, who is with an organization. It's an interesting organization called Homeowners and Domestics Alliance. And she's also with the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, very quickly, are you, in your capacity as president of the Homeowners Association, representing this Homeowners and Domestic Alliance, and what is that?
So the Homeowners and Domestic Alliance is an alliance between homeowners and maids, butlers, and cleaning women. We have bonded together to say to the liberals, we will not be pushed around by your tactics, and we will not be frightened into not confirming good woman. We think a great woman, Linda Chavez.
All right, so you think this is a conspiracy on the part, not a conspiracy, but a big effort against the confirmation of Linda Chavez by liberals?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that liberals, in the guise of people who obviously supported President Clinton, would now like to stymie the nomination process of Linda Chavez for President-elect Bush. What we are saying is we will not be pushed around. There are many of us who had the courage to hire maids and cleaning women through the Clinton years, and we will continue, and many who did not. And a lot of women who want to stand up now and say, yes, I do have a cleaning woman. I did hire a maid. And what we are saying, we are here. We are proud. We have cleaning women and domestic help. Many of us have nannies. And Linda Chavez and the problem she's having with these technicalities, it's really, Phil, not about legality or illegality. It's about the Republican Party making it okay for millions of Republican women to stand up with pride and say, I have a cleaning woman. I have a nanny. I have domestic help.
Well, are you saying that the Clinton years made it difficult for Republican women to go out into public and say to their friends, you know, I have a nanny, I have a cleaning woman, I have a maid?
Yes, absolutely.
How so?
Because I think the liberals always make it a crime to be able to keep a beautiful home. They make it a crime to be able to entertain and to have people in for a Sunday gathering. My husband and I have a tradition, Phil. On Sunday mornings, we love to toast with a mimosa, living at Western Estates. We toast each other with a glass of champagne and orange juice. And we broke the glass. It's out near our swimming pool. And the glass went down into the lava rock in the fire pit. And I felt bad because we'd ruined two of our glasses. But you know something? I felt good because I knew we had Lucia. She's our cleaning woman. And she came out and got down on her hands and knees and picked the broken glass out of the lava rock, Phil. That made me feel so good to say, yes, I have a maid. Yes, I'm proud. I have a woman who cleans toilets, who does my boy's laundry, who cleans my husband's laundry. And I'm not afraid anymore. And I think a lot of women are feeling that way.
You were afraid during the Clinton years to say you had a cleaning woman.
I think we all were. I think all Republican women were. Because Clinton and Gore made it ugly to want to be able to have a glass of champagne near your fire pit, near the shallow end of the pool, near the beach entrance. They made it ugly to want to go under the arbor and to have a brunch. They made it ugly to want to build a cabana addition. And I think they made it ugly, Phil, to want to open an atrium out and have a nice stucco awning instead of just a cheap pergola. These are the things.
You're saying the Democrats made it ugly to what? To want to add on to your home?
Additions, yeah, additions. And that's why the month of February is coming up, which we've traditionally known to be it's Black Month, isn't it?
It's Black History Month, right? February is Black History Month.
All right. Well, we're doing something different. We're making the month of February Dare to Hire a Maid month. All over America, millions of Republican women who were traumatized over the last 8 years by Bill Clinton and by Al Gore and were afraid to even show that they wanted to hire a maid can do it.
But again, we're talking about the legal status here, Bobby, and I think that's what you're missing, the legal status of Linda Chavez's hired help.
Well, Phil, I want to...
Hold on for a minute. Let me give the phone number, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley, she's with an organization called Homemakers and Domestics Alliance, and we're talking about, she is saying that it's now okay to hire a maid again, and the Democrats don't want it to be, and that's why they're giving Linda Chavez, who is the Labor Secretary Designate of George Bush, that's why they're giving her a hard time, because she had a cleaning... Did she have a cleaning woman, or did, what did she have?
She had a... I think she had a domestic, a live-in domestic, which is what I have. And that's really what we're talking about. We're not talking about someone that comes in once a week. We're talking about a live-in domestic.
So Dare to Hire a Maid month is what?
This is
something that your organization is promoting?
Yes. Dare to Hire a Maid month is dare to hire a live-in domestic who is there on your premises, who can do laundry, house cleaning, take the kids to school, do all the grocery shopping, do all of the errands, and still be home in the evening to help you prepare dinner. We have Lucia. We give her a wonderful $175 to $200 wage a week, depending upon what she's able to do. And that really, Phil, is the exciting thing about it. And we're just really excited about Dare to Hire a Maid month. And we hope you are and other people.
Well, I'm not, because I'm not quite clued into what it is you're talking about here, Dare to Hire a Maid month. So Republican women can finally come out of the closet.
They can come out. To use a euphemism, Phil, and it's a little humorous one, but, you know, you can dare to come out of the broom closet and say, I'm hiring a maid and or a butler. And, again, it's something that just gives you a good feeling. Dare to choose a butler. Dare to hire. And it really, it's about choices, Phil. And what we say is choose domestic help. Don't reject it.
All right, Linda Chavez is the Labor Secretary. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from her organization, Homemaker Domestics Alliance, about hiring maids and butlers and domestic help, live-in maids, and that Linda Chavez having this maid, even though she's illegal, makes it okay for Republican women to do it again after 8 years of the tyranny of the Clinton administration.
That's correct. And
all right, but we didn't address the legality of not paying taxes.
You know something, Phil? There's an old saying.
You know what I mean? The payroll taxes, the woman was illegally here.
Phil, there is an old saying, the devil is in the details. And the more detailed you get into this, the more the liberals want to confuse you. And it's really not about anything more than making it all right to choose a cleaning woman and to be good with that and to be good and to be all right with that. A friend of mine, Kathleen Gibbons, who lives down the street from us, hired a maid, and I said, are you okay with it? And I really had to do an intervention with her because I could tell she wasn't all right with it. And I wanted her to be okay.
Okay with what? Okay with hiring a maid?
Yes. Because the Clinton, that is the brutality of the liberals, that they brutalized us into believing we couldn't have that for ourselves.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The organization that Ms. Dooley is heading up is called the Homeowners and Domestics Alliance. On January 20th, when George Bush is sworn in, they are going to say that it's time now to come out of the broom closet and be proud of hiring cleaning help. And the month of February is Dare to Hire a Maid month, so that Linda Chavez, the Labor Secretary Designate of George Bush, is not alone in what she thinks is the unfair castigations of the liberals that this woman had domestic help. Even what they're really talking about here is the illegal immigrant aspect of this. Ms. Dooley says the devil's in the details. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Is the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us from Domestics and the Homeowners and Domestics Alliance, a group of homeowners and hired help, domestic help, Bobby, who have banded together to see to it that women are not ashamed to hire cleaning women, correct?
Phil, it's to see to it that Republican women have been frightened to simply say to their girlfriends, you know, I have a really good cleaning woman. I have a woman that comes in and does ironing.
And during the 8 years of Clinton, you were afraid to say that?
During the 8 years of Clinton, we were ashamed to say that because the liberals made us feel dirty having money. I don't feel dirty anymore. And Linda Chavez and the wonderful members of the Republican administration make me feel clean. And I can proudly say, yes, I have a woman that sleeps 5 days a week in our maids' quarters and gets up early enough to make our boys breakfast. Yes, she cleans my husband's clothes. Yes, she mops the toilets. Yes, she does masonry work, plumbing, repaired our garage door, and can do some minor automotive repair. Yes, I pay her $175 a week, and yes, we're proud of that.
And what are you proud? You're just proud that
we're proud, Phil, that we have a maid.
Proud to have a maid, and that's what Dare to Have a Maid Month is all about.
That is correct. Yes.
1-800-449-8686. Let's get to our phone calls here as we talk with Bobby Dooley about the Linda Chavez controversy in Washington and how she's proud that she has a maid. Here is Jean on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Jean.
Yes, Jean. This is Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Jean?
Are you talking to Jean or to Bobby?
I want to speak to the gal who's in who was talking about having a maid.
What is your name?
My name is Jean.
Well, my name isn't Jean.
But what is your name? Bobby?
Yeah, but why did you say you wanted to talk to Jean?
I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Are you elderly?
Okay.
Are you
Bobby,
are
I
you
just
elderly?
Want to tell you something.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I know
okay.
what my name
can
is.
Can I make my statement?
Well, I know what my name is.
Do you think
no.
that the so-called liberal
okay, let it go.
Democrats
well, I know what my
not...
name is.
Will you be quiet a minute?
I happen to
you
know what
question.
My name is.
Just let it go, okay?
Well, she doesn't know her name.
Let it go and let her ask a question.
Do you think the so-called mm-hmm. liberal Democrats mm-hmm. do mm-hmm. not employ maids?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that mm-hmm. the liberal Democrats are mm-hmm. all on mm-hmm. welfare? We can't
mm-hmm.
afford to have maids?
Mm-hmm.
And also, may
you know,
I ask
a lot
you
of liberal Democrats made it feel made me feel dirty that I had a maid.
Oh, you feel dirty? Well, why don't you take a bath sometime?
You know,
listen to me.
Jean, do you have a maid?
Yes, I do.
You do? Well, that's
may
because
you're.
You but that, the reason for that is because you don't have the mobility of a younger person.
What are you
I
talking
have,
about?
Well, because you're elderly. I
you
have.
You don't
elderly?
Know that.
What is the matter with you?
You don't know that.
Well, I'm guessing.
Can I?
I'm
yeah,
guessing.
You're guessing, but you're guessing wrong.
So you're not elderly?
Do you employ illegal immigrants?
The devil's in the details. Whether
do
they're legal or illegal.
Do you employ illegal immigrants?
I pay them what they do with their own time.
I don't care what you pay. Do you employ illegal immigrants?
Mm-hmm. Illegal Democrats?
Illegal immigrants. Do you employ illegal immigrants?
I don't know what they do with their spare time.
You don't, what has that got to do? Are they legal
you're
immigrants
asking
or illegal
me
immigrants?
If they break the law, and
you
I
break
don't
the law.
Know.
And you know why you
I
break the law?
I don't break
because
the law,
because you
Jean.
Refuse to pay
no.
them Social
no.
Security.
No.
That is why
no.
you employ
no.
illegal immigrants.
No.
Because you're too
I don't
darn
break the
cheap
law, Jean.
To pay Social Security.
Does your mate know how to change the oil in
so
your car?
Hard for you.
Or do you even
I
have a car?
I think you're a kook, and I think your
I
whole
think
operation
you take the bus
is
everywhere.
A bogus operation.
Well, I don't think you're a Democrat. I think you're a Republican who's ashamed of it.
Okay.
And what I'm asking
you know, get off
come
it.
Out
I
of
think
the closet.
You belong in a nut house. Goodbye.
You know, why don't you come out of the closet?
All right. Well, that was, I mean.
Well, so her problem is that she is ashamed, you know, she wants to be ashamed of having a maid because she's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. Dare to choose domestic help.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. That seems to be your mantra. Here is Oceanside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Is this Barney?
Yeah, this is Barney.
Go ahead, Barney.
I was listening
Hi, Barney.
To the, I was listening to the entertainment you're
mm-hmm.
giving everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It, this woman mm-hmm. is really doing so much harm to the Republican Party and the characters of Republican Party is
not
what this woman is.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing is trying to send the message that it's all right.
Miss.
It's all right for people to have money.
Fine. Well,
Democrats have tried to make us think that money's dirty and that we should feel dirty. I don't feel dirty anymore, Barney.
Well, because your help washes you every night?
You know something? Lucia has given me sponge baths when I've needed them.
See, there you are.
I'll tell you. Oh, God, listen to you going when you hear
really
about
sponge. You really need an agent because you really got a wonderful story there.
Well, you're really sick, you know that?
And what Barney is saying is that your maid giving you a sponge bath is...
You know something? I can afford it. I can afford it. And I like to do those things because we have the money to do those things.
Well, in your
I don't feel bad about that.
No, but you sound like you have a whipping post if they don't do a good job.
What I have is a woman who does what I tell her to do.
Or else.
These people know how to do it.
Yeah.
They come in and they clean up. In much the same way, Barney, I'm sure you have someone who cleans up for you.
You sound like a comedian.
You
don't even sound like you have a good home or know how to work with people.
You know something? I pay my domestic $150 a week.
Well, I pay our help that much for 2 days' work.
Oh, so you do have a woman that comes in and sponge bathes you.
Sponge bathes me.
All right. Do you get sponge baths, Barney? Or
I bet you do.
Okay. Anyway, Barney, thanks. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, I think he makes a really good point, and that is that Democrats, again, are ashamed, Phil, of not spending the money. They're ashamed of admitting it.
Well, he, like the other lady being a Democrat, doesn't want to admit he has a butler.
No. And we're saying have the guts to admit you have a butler.
All right. Here is Kim on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand with what being a Republican or being a Democrat has to do with having a maid.
Linda Chavez, that's
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Linda Chavez is under indictment by the liberals in Washington.
I understand. Now, I know what's going on, but that's ridiculous.
Well, why are they bothering her?
Democrats have cut the Republicans down from having a maid.
Why are they bothering Linda Chavez, then? Don't you see what's going on?
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Don't you
I've never
see
heard
what's
of
going?
Thing in my life.
Don't you see what's going on?
It's ridiculous. I agree with the last two callers. Mm-hmm. I think that is absolutely outrageous.
Well, okay, you haven't made a point, ma'am. What's your point?
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
she
I
just
don't
said she just said the
being
fact
being a Republican or being a Democrat has
are
to
you
do with
if you're aware
made.
Of what's going on in Washington, then you know that
what's going on in Washington right now is that Linda Chavez is being put down for having a maid.
Right, I understand that. That's because she's hired an illegal immigrant and she
no,
didn't pay
no,
her taxes.
That's where you miss it. It's because she hired a maid.
Well,
and
I don't know.
I'm tired
I think
of being a Republican and being made to feel dirty and wrong because a woman comes in and picks up my underwear. And I think if you were the same way, Kim, you'd feel the same way.
She hung up. Okay. Here is Becky on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like really the problem here is not whether it's domestic, you're a Democrat or a Republican. Sounds to me more like it's a social problem.
No, it really isn't a social problem, because if you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., as soon as George Bush gets a Republican in there to run the Labor Department, they start looking at her domestic help. And this only happens when Republicans are in power. That means the Democrats don't want you to have a cleaning woman. Do you have one?
No, I don't, but I certainly...
Why don't you?
If I could, well,
why
I can't
don't
afford
you?
It. But if
you
I
can't
could,
afford
I definitely...
It?
If I could
it's $40.
One,
it's $40 every 2 weeks.
If
what do
I
you
could
do
afford,
for a living?
If I could afford one, I would definitely have one.
Well, if you can't afford $40 every 2 weeks, I don't know.
No, I could do that.
Are you
I
a Republican?
No, I'm not. But
you
I
could
if
do
I
that,
could,
then why
I would
why
definitely
don't
do it.
Then why don't you do it?
There's no excuse.
Okay, dear. Then what you
but
need
what
to do
I'm
is hire
is,
a cleaning woman and pick up that filthy pigsty that you live in.
What?
And be a little better.
No, no, no.
Okay, hold on.
No, I mean, if
listen,
you don't have a cleaning woman,
it sounds to me
are you
like
stepping
you
over your Kentucky Fried Chicken boxes?
You're to say
okay.
That you have a
you're stepping over a lot of Popeye's Fried Chicken boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were you, I would clean it up.
Well, why don't you come to my
I'd
house
set
and
fire
take a look
to
at it.
It? Why don't you just throw some gasoline on the floor of your living room?
All right. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. There's very little information in the story you gave me about Linda Chavez and her domestic help problems, but what I can glean from it is that she provided housing and financial aid to an illegal immigrant, and that's one of the problems that the Labor Secretary-designate of George W. Bush is having, and that's one of the problems that the at least the Democratic opposition in the Congress is going to raise when it comes time to nominating her. And on the line with me is Bobby Dooley from the Homeowners Domestic Alliance, saying that's wrong, that isn't right, they're singling her out, right?
That's really true, Phil. Linda Chavez is going to be a great labor secretary, but because she's a Republican, you know something, Phil, I have a young girl who comes in once a week, stays all week long. At 5 o'clock in the morning, I've got a steaming hot breakfast waiting for me, and there she is in a pressed white skirt, scrubbing the stains out of my own children's underwear as if they were her children's underwear. When you see a maid or a cleaning woman or a domestic who sleeps in a room behind the washing machine and then comes out during the day full of life and ready to take even the skid marks out of your own husband's underwear, do you know what I'm saying?
And I got it. I got the picture, okay?
But the point is, she's not embarrassed to do that. And I am just so happy to say I've got a tough girl working for me. Goes to bed after 11. She's up at 5 o'clock. Scrubbing, yes, I'll say it again. The skid marks right out of Steve's. Isn't that right, honey?
Phil, I swear to God.
Well, that's fine. I mean, what you're saying is she'll do demeaning things.
I swear to God, she got the skid marks out.
The skid marks right out.
And okay, so she's hand scrubbing your laundry, which is what I guess you've told her to do.
Yes, we have. We make it clear to these people. You have to be clear with these people. But once you are, it is a tremendous, tremendous asset to your home.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Judy on the Phil Hendry Show. Judy?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I just kind of wanted to say that this woman certainly doesn't represent my point of view. I'm a Republican, and I'm embarrassed to have her say that she's a Republican. So,
well, you're
know.
A Republican. I'm a Republican. You know, it's my point of view.
All right, Judy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here is Jackie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
She doesn't complain about her hands or knees or anything.
Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a domestic caregiver in the St. Louis area. And just wanted to say I think you're right. There's no shame in having a maid. I think we're blessed to live in a country where people can afford such things. But you're talking about a person who is going to be in charge of the labor rights for our country.
Right.
You know, if hiring someone who's an illegal
what
alien
do you work for?
Is illegal.
What do you work for?
And you're exploiting those
people.
Well,
what wage do you work for?
Ma'am, your maid makes about a third of what I do.
Okay, so what do you work for?
I'm sorry?
How much do you work for?
That's none of your business. I think I just pretty much gave you the statistics.
What do you
but
do?
The fact is that I'm an American citizen. I'm a college student.
Oh, but
I
see, that's
taxes.
Why you cost too much. You're an American citizen.
Well,
this girl comes from
you
Guatemala.
You live in the United States. Why
she
do you
comes
think,
from Guatemala.
Ma'am, can you have the respect
and,
to be quiet and
well,
let
I just,
me make my
but
comments?
I want you to know that we can hire these black girls from Nicaragua.
These black girls from Nicaragua. Wow.
Yes. Well,
so
what's
you're
wrong with that?
And now, what are you also like a bigot?
I simply said that that's what she is, black.
Okay.
Are you ashamed of being black?
I'm not black. I'm white.
Well, how can you be a domestic worker?
Because
wait
I'm,
a minute. Just
I'm
because she's white,
white
doesn't.
I can't take
I've never
care of
heard
his.
Of that. So, do you scrub toilets?
I take care of their home and I take care of their children.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is,
well,
I work hard for my
is,
money. And
I can
pay,
get one of the brown ones from South
just
America.
Just let her finish, okay?
I can get a brown one.
Okay. I work really hard, and I pay taxes, and the family pays taxes for me. And that's called being an American citizen. So Republican, Democrat, whatever, you have to pay taxes to live in this country. That's the rule. That's
I'll
the law.
You
that's
don't
why
do
you have
work,
the
you?
Money that you do to have domestic help.
Okay, now I'd like to make a point. The money you make, you're overpaid for because my girl can do probably three times as much as you. And so why would I want to hire you?
You know what?
I have a girl that can do. Well, why would anyone want to hire you when the girl I have can do so much more?
She doesn't do more,
I pay $150 a week, and she does all kinds of repair.
You exploit her, ma'am.
And
you are
go ahead
exploiting
and
her.
You keep stealing money from the people.
You
she's not stealing. She's not doing. She's not doing the things that your girl does, okay?
I like the brown ones better because they don't talk as much. And you can hear this white girl. She does.
Okay. You know, you're going to have to get off that brown one.
Well, the brown ones are good.
Get off the brown one thing, okay? She's white, she's black, whatever, she's brown. That lady worked for a lot more money.
My girl does automotive repair at $150 a week, and she's brown.
Good. Here is Hazel on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hazel, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes, I was just, she's on the here.
Yes, hello. Hi, I'm Bobby.
Yes, hi. I was just calling about your comment on the radio, and I think it sounds bad. You need to tone that down.
Well, what am I doing?
Because you can pay a helper $175 to $200 a week, even to fix your car.
She does car repair and masonry work.
She does car repair, too?
Yes.
Hold on a second.
And she also builds mason block walls.
Good Lord. Okay, Hazel, you need to turn that radio down.
She does car repair, you said?
All right, Hazel, what are you doing? Hazel, you there?
Hello?
Okay, bye. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Laksha on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Or Lakeisha, I'm sorry. Yes, Lakeisha, go ahead.
Yes, Bobby, I just wanted to
I wanted to make the point that she does do automotive repair and masonry, yeah.
Okay, good. Go ahead.
That's wonderful. First of all, I wanted to say, why are you uh-huhing everyone? You know, I think that's pretty rude.
I'm listening to you.
And I wanted to say, for you to be a grown woman... And for you to refer African-American people as black or brown,
you're being
bigamous.
She wasn't African-American. She's from Nicaragua.
You are racist.
She's Nicaraguan, so she's
and
not African-American.
Nicaragua, wherever, whatever
it's not
African-American. Whatever country
That's
she is from,
African
you're still
Nicaraguan.
Acting as a prejudiced person.
No, the black ones from Nicaragua
second.
Are good workers. Okay.
Second. Okay, that's fine.
All right. The black ones from America are not as good.
Your point about being a Republican and having money and being able to afford a maid, there is no point. Because anyone in America who has a job and wants a maid will get one.
I'm saying dare to hire a maid.
For you to have a
plumber
for being happy to say you have a maid, there's no point.
Yeah.
And it is African American Month, Black History Month, for you to get it correct. No, well, early on the show.
No, you said it was Black Month.
Thank you.
I didn't know. I knew it was some kind of
Black
Month.
Did you go to school? Then you would have known.
If you had gotten
an education, at least 12th grade, you would have known that it was Black History Month.
Well, wait a minute. I happen to know that next month is African Month.
Third of all,
it's not African Month. It's Black History Month.
African Month.
Black History Month, which refers mostly to African American Month.
Well, they don't say that, do they?
Yes, they're saying that. It's about the history of African Americans in America.
Well, you see... You confuse the white people, and then you wonder why we get scared.
No, you're not scared. If you're scared, you need to go to church and get some Jesus in your life.
I didn't want to go to Howard University. I went to a white school.
Oh, a white school? Why did that? You're Caucasian. See, this is what I mean about your words that you're saying and using. You are very immature in what you say.
All right, ladies, I think we're, if I may, straying from the point here.
So the point is that I'm proud to hire a maid.
Okay, the point is you're proud to hire a maid, but the point for me is that is not the issue in this whole thing. The issue is illegal immigrants.
That's what I think you're missing the point on. This Linda Chavez hired at...
The devil's in the details.
Oh, boy.
Well, it is...
You are the devil. You're the detail devil.
No, the devil's in the details. All this illegal immigrant and this or that. I pay my people a decent living wage. What they do with their spare time.
When we say illegal immigrant, we're talking about someone who goes out and sticks up a liquor store or gets hauled away in a crap game. We're talking about somebody who's not here legally.
Exactly. Without a passport or whatever they need to have to be here in America.
I don't think that counts what you're talking about domestic help. That only counts with farm workers. Okay?
Well, I really
like
think
Cesar
that you need to get your facts straight and to know that Republicans as well as Democrats can hire a maid, and they don't have to be black as you use, but African-American as say.
But
and
I
they
like
can
to hire
any
the dark
nationality
ones
in this world. Because let me tell you, God made Adam and Eve, not black, brown, blue, green, whatever color. Okay?
But you know,
so
but you know something?
Get it straight,
but you know
shut
something?
Shut your mouth and have an ear to
you
listen.
You know something? Eve was black and Adam was white.
What do you think of that?
Okay, so I wouldn't care
a
if
a little
he
cream
was
in your coffee. Little,
and Adam little, was blue.
A little cream in your coffee.
Well, that's and wonderful.
What are you talking about?
That's what our church believes. So we've believed in it a long time before. And the Muslims believe that a large-headed white man by the name of...
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank
you. That was
you.
A big-headed black man, a scientist. Here is, anyway, here is Jenny on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say
yes,
that
ma'am.
That I'm a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And that I am completely floored by what you are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take the phone away from your mouth?
I was honestly thinking that a grown woman wouldn't need a maid for the simple fact that she has two hands and 2 feet and can do it herself.
No, but I have an awful lot. We have our cotillion coming up, the Wintertacular.
And do you work?
Do I work?
Yes.
No, my husband is a wildly successful landscaping business.
And you can't find it within 24 hours a day to do this yourself?
Not while we're on the steering committee for the Wintertacular cotillion.
And you choose to take an illegal immigrant where you can pay them minimum wages.
I made
that much money when I was 16 years old.
Well, what
ridiculous.
Do you have? Do you have a black one or a brown one?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a black one or a brown one?
I don't have one.
Oh, then you don't know about it.
I do know that
dare
I am
to
able to take care of myself. I am a big girl. I can clean my own
mm-hmm.
kitchen. I can
mm-hmm.
do my own laundry.
What about, are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, well, when you get married, you'll want to have someone come in a couple of times a week. They can dust around the lamp.
I can dust around the lamp just fine. My hands
mm-hmm.
are able to do that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, good. Are you available this weekend?
She's not a maid.
No, I'm not willing to work for
your
wages.
I
make plenty of money myself.
I thought you were a maid.
No, I could make my own money. I could hire a maid if I choose to, but I choose not to. And if I would, I would pay them regular wages.
Are you interested in being a maid?
No,
okay,
I'm not.
I think we've gotten to the very end. You have no understanding of what it is that we're talking about here, Bobby, okay? We're talking about Linda Chavez's illegal immigrant, and you're saying...
I know all about it, and I'm saying stand up, say it loud... Say it proud.
Well, the blatant point of the fact is that it was an illegal immigrant. It was against the law.
And, well, I don't
think
it
counts. Okay, there's no ifs, ands, but about it. It was against the law. Whether she was singled out by the Democratic Party is a completely different issue.
She's a pink-collar worker. She's a pink-collar worker. She's a pink-collar worker.
That doesn't make any difference.
It was against the law.
Pink-collar.
All right. Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you.
Bobby, good luck with your organization, Homeowners and Domestics Alliance. Next month, February, Dare to Hire a Maid Month.
And it's going to be from the beginning of the month to the end.
Yeah, because it's Dare to Hire a Maid Month. I guess it would mean the whole month.
Yeah, from the first day until the 26th?
The 29th.
Oh, okay.
Good.
All month.
Great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, that's great. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Well, it's Monday, and I don't know about you guys, but I got off to a great start this morning as I rolled out of bed and I got into a screaming match with some guy that was supposed to come over to my house and do some kind of repair. I don't know. You know, when you have a new house and you have subcontractors that are supposed to fix things as problems come up, and then you got to get on the phone with one of these lunkheads and have him schlep all the way over to your house from maybe 40, 50 miles away because the guy that built your pad, he's 40 or 50 miles away. And you got to wait for this guy, and it's raining as it was this morning, and he got caught in traffic, and he's not going to be there until 9 o'clock, but you got to make the phone call to figure out when all that is going to happen. I just have a certain way that I do business. I just have a certain way, especially early on a Monday morning when I'm not in the greatest mood, and I know the rest of you are the same. It just ain't the greatest time of the year. Monday morning, 8 o'clock. And it's raining. I got to hang around the house because my wife split. She's going someplace. I don't know where she was going this morning. She was going to work out. I get on the phone with this guy. I said, your guy was supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. And this guy's on the other end of the phone saying to me, are you perfect, sir? Am I perfect? I'll tell you what, when I'm not someplace where I was supposed to be, I pick up a phone and call you more. And we got into a huge screaming match. Me and this schlub who owns this company who's supposed to come over and fix some mistake made by some other guy that was involved in the construction of this joint in the first place. All of this is going on at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're throwing back and forth MF and GD and everything. You know, I'm stunned. But you know what? If I was a guy that had a business and I had to put up with some guy calling, some homeowner calling and giving him a hard time, I would probably react the same way. I probably would. But the fact is, life is going to get a lot tougher in the next few months, my man. You guys out there that got your little ma and pa operation, whether you're a mason or whether you're pouring driveways for a living or whatever it is you're doing, life's going to start getting real tough here the next few months. Little thing called a recession is on its way. And you ain't going to be getting the jobs you had over the last 8 years of this gravy train. And you're going to remember the day your guy wasn't showing up when he was supposed to at 8 o'clock and nobody picks up a phone to call anybody. Am I upset? Yes, I'm upset. This has been going on ever since we moved into this place. For the last almost year, I got to get on the phone and beg these guys. Well, I can't wait for this recession to knock some of these guys right out of business. You know what? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. I know you guys got families to feed. You should have thought of that, man, when you started doling out this crappy work. What a terrible thing to wish on a man that his business goes south. Hey, if your business stays solvent, good for you. You're doing a job. Half of you guys that can't get the job done because you just got so much work and you don't have enough time, well, guess what? You're going to have plenty of time here in a few months. Companies are laying people off. Prices are going up, unemployment, businesses going south, housing starts down, all that crap that everybody gets worried about. I'm not worried about it. I'm really just talking about it, throw the fear of Jesus into you. I couldn't care less. My own personal philosophy is, you know, recession, it happens to those of us who want it to happen to us, okay? It is one of those psychologically created and motivated events. You talk about it long enough, and it's going to happen, okay? People look at the stock market. Most people couldn't tell you what a stock market is. They think it's someplace you go and pick up a carton of milk. Charlie's Stock Market. In fact, I'm going to open up a little grocery store and call it the Stock Market. I'll just change my last name to Stock. Phil Stock Market. And you can go in and get yourself some yogurt. So people get freaked out by that stuff, and that's the way it is. And the people who freak out, they freak out. The guys that keep it together. But somebody is going to have to pay the piper in some of this stuff. And when I'm on the phone at 8 o'clock in the morning calling these guys with their excuses about how their guy's caught in traffic and it's raining and he couldn't get there, pick up a phone and call somebody. Best part of it was when the guy did show up at 9 o'clock, I went ahead and had him fix what he was supposed to fix. Meanwhile, I told his boss, if your guy comes even near my house, man, I'm going to turn him around and send him back. I didn't do that. By 9 o'clock, I didn't care. So that's how I started my marvelous day. Oh, and then I was at the doctor for a physical. He said to me, what are you doing for a living? I said, I do a talk show on the radio. He says, it's killing you. I said, tell me about it. Guy says, you know, Phil, you got to lose a little weight. You look like you're under a lot of stress. I says, you got that right. I'm going 4 weeks. I haven't gotten a phone call from my program director in 4 weeks. Find out today he's sick. So we called him up. We said, don't you worry about anything, sweetheart. You take care of yourself. You get your beauty rest there, David. We'll be right back.